A landmark maritime agreement for polar shipping. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis.
This is a huge and historic change for both polar regions.
Ask Lawson Brigham about the Polar Code, and he'll emphatically make it clear that it's more than just a set of rules and regulations that went into effect on January 1st, requiring bigger freight and passenger ships to be equipped to operate safely in circumpolar regions, with crews adequately trained to pilot the vessels.
So the Polar Code, in summary, is a seminal historic governance regime for both polar seas, Arctic and Antarctic.
Brigham speaks from experience. He's a former Coast Guard icebreaker captain and maritime law expert who helped launch the effort in the early 1990s that led to the International Maritime Organization adopting the Polar Code in 2014. The IMO is a specialized United Nations agency that's responsible for regulating global shipping.
And I was a member of the U.S. delegation to IMO for some of the negotiations.
Brigham is now a distinguished professor of geography and Arctic policy with UAF's International Arctic Research Center. He says it took nearly 25 years of intense negotiating to get the IMO and the world's seafaring nations to adopt the Polar Code.
What you have to do, of course, in IMO is get all of the maritime states of the planet who are members of IMO, which is almost everybody, 150 countries, to agree to something new.
Brigham says the Polar Code is a series of amendments to existing maritime agreements. He says it includes provisions that have already been in use for years by Canada and Russia, the biggest Arctic shipping nation that's aggressively boosting the industry to take advantage of its increasingly ice-free waters. U.S. Coast Guard Lieutenant Jonathan Dale, who oversees the agency's inspections of vessels operating in waters around Alaska, says it's ready to begin enforcing those provisions.
Safety gear, the manning, the licensing, doing a walkthrough, checking the machinery.
Dale says many of the provisions have long been recommended and will now be mandatory. He says they'll be phased in over the next couple of years. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.